Module 1. My first day at senior high. Reading and vocabulary. Activity 3. Read the school diary and find 1. Something about this school which is different from Lee Kang's junior high school. 2. Two things that the English teacher thinks are important to do in class. 3. Two things that the English teacher wants to improve.
My first day at senior high. My name is Li Kang. I live in Shijiazhuang, a city not far from Beijing. It is the capital city of Hebei province. Today is my first day at senior high school, and I'm writing down my thoughts about it. My new school is very good, and I can see why. The teachers are very enthusiastic and friendly, and the classrooms are amazing. Every room has a computer with a special screen, almost as big as a cinema screen. The teachers write on the computer, and their words appear on the screen behind them. The screens also show photographs, text, and information from websites. They're brilliant. The English class is really interesting. The teacher is a very enthusiastic woman called Miss Shen. We're using a new textbook, and Miss Shen's method of teaching is nothing like that of the teachers at my junior high school. She thinks that reading comprehension is important. But we speak a lot in class too, and we have fun. I don't think I will be bored in Miss Shen's class. Today, we introduced ourselves to each other. We did this in groups. Some students were embarrassed at first, but everyone was very friendly, and it was really nice. Miss Shen gave us instructions, and then we worked by ourselves. Ms. Shen wants to help us improve our spelling and handwriting. We do this in a fun way, with spelling games and other activities. I like her attitude very much, and the behavior of the other students shows that they like her too. There are 65 students in my class, more than my previous class in junior high. 49 of them are girls. In other words, there are 3 times as many girls as boys. They say that girls are usually more hard-working than boys. But in this class, everyone is hard-working. For our homework tonight, we have to write a description of the street where we live. I'm looking forward to doing it.
Listening and vocabulary. Activity 3. Read the sentences in Activity 2 again. answer these questions. Now listen to the conversation and check your answers.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I've just been to my first language class.
Oh, really? So have I.
Really? Which language are you studying?
Spanish. Which language are you studying?
Chinese.
Is that right? Cool. How was it?
It was good. The teacher's name is Mr. Davis.
Mr. Davis?
Yes, he isn't Chinese, obviously, but he's fluent in Chinese. And there's an assistant teacher called Miss Wang. She is Chinese. We're going to see her once a week.
And what do you think?
Well, learning Chinese isn't going to be easy. But the first lesson was very enjoyable. I liked it a lot. Mr. Davis gave us a lot of encouragement. He made us feel really good about being there. The most important thing at the beginning is pronunciation, getting the sounds right. And he was very good at correction. He said it didn't matter if we made mistakes. I think we all made a lot of progress in just an hour.
That's great!
What about Spanish? Did you start yet?
Yes, we did. The teacher is nice, but I already speak some Spanish, and the rest of the class are really beginners. I misunderstood the teacher. I thought she said the class was for people who already speak Spanish. I'm not sure if I'm going to make much progress.
Oh, I'm sure things will improve.
Maybe. Actually, I was a bit disappointed. She explained everything in English.
Oh, that's too bad.
Activity 4. Listen again and answer these questions. Add information.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I've just been to my first language class.
Oh, really? So have I.
Really? Which language are you studying?
Spanish. Which language are you studying?
Chinese.
Is that right? Cool. How was it?
It was good. The teacher's name is Mr. Davis.
Mr. Davis?
Yes, he isn't Chinese, obviously, but he's fluent in Chinese. And there's an assistant teacher called Miss Wang. She is Chinese. We're going to see her once a week.
And what do you think?
Well, learning Chinese isn't going to be easy, but the first lesson was very enjoyable. I liked it a lot. Mr. Davis gave us a lot of encouragement. He made us feel really good about being there. The most important thing at the beginning is pronunciation, getting the sounds right. And he was very good at correction. He said it didn't matter if we made mistakes. I think we all made a lot of progress in just an hour.
That's great!
What about Spanish? Did you start yet?
Yes, we did. The teacher is nice, but I already speak some Spanish, and the rest of the class are really beginners. I misunderstood the teacher. I thought she said the class was for people who already speak Spanish. I'm not sure if I'm going to make much progress.
Oh, I'm sure things will improve.
Maybe. Actually, I was a bit disappointed. She explained everything in English.
Oh, that's too bad.
pronunciation. ED endings. Activity 1. Listen to the pronunciation of these words. What is different about the pronunciation of the ends of the words in the different groups? 1.
Amazed.
Bored.
Tired.
2.
Embarrassed.
3.
Disappointed.
Excited.
Interested.
Activity 2. Listen and repeat the sentences in Grammar 2, Activity 3. Example.
The classroom was amazing.
I was completely amazed by the classroom.
1.
I wasn't bored with the lesson.
2.
I was very interested in her teaching method.
3.
The computer screen is absolutely amazing.
4.
He was disappointed because Miss Shen won't be the teacher every day.
5.
Group work activities won't make you embarrassed because you can keep quiet if you want to.
6.
The journey home from school was boring.
Cultural Corner. Read the letter from a senior high student in the US. What's similar and what's different in the American and Chinese school systems? A letter from a senior high student.
Dear Li Kun, how's it going? I thought I'd write to tell you about the American school system. Secondary school in the U.S. usually covers 7 years. Grades 6 to 12. 9th to 12th grades are high school. At the end of 12th grade, American students receive the high school diploma. Students need a high school diploma if they want to go to college. The school year is divided into 2 semesters, the first of which is September through December, and the second, January through May. We have a long summer vacation. We start school at 7:50 a.m. and we finish at 3 p.m. I take part in all kinds of after-school activities. I play football, basketball, volleyball, table tennis, and I go to theater club. Will you tell me something about your summer vacation and the Chinese school system in your next letter? Best wishes, Rob Marshall.
Module 1, Word List.
Academic. Province. Enthusiastic. Amazing. Information. Website. Brilliant. Comprehension. Instruction. Method.
Bored. Embarrassed. Attitude. Behavior. Previous. Description. Amazed. Embarrassing. Technology. Impress. Correction. Encouragement. Enjoyment. Fluency. Misunderstanding. Disappointed. Disappointing. System. Teenager. Disappear. Move. Assistant. Cover. Diploma.
Phrases. In other words, look forward to, at the start of, at the end of, go to college, be divided into, take part in.